BBC
Learning English. Learning
on your radio
and on your computer. 24 hours a day at bbclearningenglish.com.
Hi, Princessa, and thanks for your question. Ever and never can be easily confused when they're used as time expressions to talk about whether an event happened or didn't happen. Look at these sentences.
Have you ever seen an elephant? No, I've never seen an elephant.
In the first sentence, ever means at any time. The question, have you ever seen an elephant, means have you, at any time in your life, seen an elephant? And the answer, no, I've never seen an elephant. Never means at no time. I have at no time in my life seen an elephant. So, ever is used in questions and never is found in negative sentences. You may find ever in negative sentences like this.
No, I haven't ever seen an elephant.
But it's more common to shorten not ever to never. I've never seen an elephant. And we can add ever to never to emphasise the never, like this.
I've never ever seen an elephant. I'm never ever going to speak to him again.
We can also use ever, meaning at any time, in positive sentences with if, like this.
If you're ever in town, you must come and visit me. If she ever found out I killed her goldfish and bought a replacement, she'd kill me.
And we can also use ever in a relative clause following a superlative structure like this.
It was the most boring film I had ever seen.
Again, ever means at any time. So, thanks for your question, Princessa. I hope you never, ever have any confusion with these words ever again. But if you ever do have trouble, remember you can visit us again at bbclearningenglish.com.
BBC Learning English. For quizzes.
Grammar tips.
Words in the news. Discussion boards.
Message boards. And more.
Learning English.
Improve your English.
Visit our website.
Visit bbclearningenglish.com.
24 hours a day.
bbclearningenglish.com.